This is TWiT.
Facebook started testing over the weekend a new interface for mobile videos. If you watch a friend's video on Facebook using the mobile Facebook app, you might now be offered a carousel of additional suggested videos. The feature test was discovered by a VentureBeat writer who also confirmed it with a company. The article speculated that the new interface could be used to offer video ads in the future. Facebook announced the acquisition last week of LiveRail, a company that specializes in making relevant video ad suggestions. Another possible use for the interface is to get people to spend more time on Facebook watching videos, enabling Facebook to compete with YouTube and eventually gain a foothold on the new generation of internet-centric set-top boxes. A company called Isis is one of the leading mobile payment players. The company is a joint venture between the major U.S. mobile carriers, including AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon, and exists to promote NFC-based payments using smartphones. Unfortunately, Isis is also the name of the Sunni militant group currently taking over Iraq. Isis stands for Islamic State of Iraq and Al-Sham, Al-Sham being a reference to Syria. So Isis, the mobile payment company, announced today that it's going to change its name in the months ahead, and I think that's probably a pretty good idea. We've reported in the past that NASA might take Google's Project Tango phones into space. Today we learned that it's going to happen as early as this week. The phones are scheduled to be part of a cargo launch on Friday. Project Tango phones use special software and hardware to rapidly map 3D spaces in real time. They'll be used by NASA as the robot eyes for the agency's Spheres robots, which are soccer ball-sized robots that navigate in zero Gs using tiny blasts of CO2. The Project Tango-enhanced Spheres robots will be ejected into space to gather data on the space station's exterior, a job that used to require a risky EVA mission by human astronauts. And finally, tiny flying robot insects are not only terrifying, they're also impractical. Last year, Harvard researchers created what they called robo-bees, bee-sized robots that could hover in midair. The trouble is that they had to be tethered because they couldn't carry all the weight required for their motors, sensors, and batteries. But scientists are still making progress. Those same researchers told Business Insider today that within 10 years, robot bees will not only be able to fly long distances untethered, they'll even be able to pollinate fields of crops, which might be necessary if bees keep dying off from pesticides and other causes. Personally, I think it's a terrible idea, unless, of course, they could be engineered to make honey, too.